This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Our question, what makes you feel old, and what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going, boys?
Doing great, Sean.
Hey, I was really hoping that I wasn't going to have to follow up that last guy, because that sounded like a caller out of, like, Grand Theft Auto. I don't know if I can live up to his content.
Please don't.
But, yeah, my music choice. You know, there's kids nowadays that they don't even know who Pantera is.
Well, I mean, 27, 8 years ago, when did they stop?
Your Pantera?
Yeah.
Oh, Dimebag?
Well, it doesn't really, I mean.
Pantera, he died in 2004.
Okay. All right, so 21 years ago, right? Which, that's already crazy, right? Because to me, it does not seem that long. To me, it's not so much the music choice, right? It's that. I know my kids are not necessarily going to like what I like. They like some of the stuff, not most of it. I get it. To me, it's when they bring up an artist, and I have absolutely no idea even who it is. I mean, at least when I was younger, I could say, you know what? I don't like this person, but I do know the music.
That's another thing, too. Even, you know, a lot of these kids nowadays, they listen to rap, obviously. I think rap is one of, like, the top genres nowadays.
Country and rap pretty much own it, yeah.
Who the hell are these guys?
You don't listen to Pooh Shiesty? He just got out of jail.
Bring up a little of this, a little of that, and like,
there's a lot of lils. Like,
yeah. There is.
And it's just like, I don't even know what you guys are talking about. And I'm only 34.
Well, you know what? That's
about the age where you kind of disassociate with whatever's getting. You have to be like Taylor Swift popular or Chapel Roan popular. Then I go, yes, I am aware of who those people are because you cannot escape them. But assuming you stay within your genre, so to speak, I have no freaking idea who you are. Look, there's a lot of new rock bands. I couldn't even tell you who they are. You know, someone will say the name, like, never heard them. They're like, dude, they're the biggest current rock band.
Like Dua Lipa. She's probably been around a decade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
Time just goes by.
But then I feel like I bring up names like that, and it's like my kids look at me like, what?
Oh, how old are your kids?
Talking about, and I'm like, haven't these people been popular for at least like 5 years? And they're like, no.
Like to you?
And it's just, I guess I don't. Like I said, call me classic, I guess. But like, you know, even I bring these people up to my kids, and I think that they're into these artists and listen to this type of music, and they're just looking at me like, oh no, that was in like 2024, and I'm like, are we moving on?
Yes,
like
you are.
Quickly
yeah.
nowadays?
Yeah. That's the generation you're in.
I mean, were we different, though? We would stick with artists.
But
would stick with artists, all right? So you can say, like, I like Metallica. Cool. But when Injustice for All came out, you were kind of done with Master of Puppets.
Well,
you know, just because it was the album before. It doesn't mean you stop listening to it, but like, you always just kind of move with where your band
is. When you're a kid.
And then your band stops putting out albums, and that's when you're officially
old. You always
old,
want to be the first person out of your friend group to discover something.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know why that is, you know, but it is. Like, if you check this out, oh, man, you know what you're missing. Like, that's,
because it feels good to introduce something
and
you know your friends like.
Everybody had their own band that they kind of stuck with. They might be not the most popular, but pretty good band. But either way, not like, you know, the biggest band in the world, but you still kind of stuck within that genre. And for you, it was like Faith No More.
Yeah, love Faith.
So you like Faith. I liked Fishbone at the time. All these little bands that really didn't exactly get huge.
But then sometimes you don't expect a band to get huge because they're so off the wall. The Chili Peppers, to me, would be the best example. You listen to the first couple albums, you would not know it's the same band, other than the fact that Anthony Kiedis still has no range when he sings. But generally speaking,
that means they can go on forever.
But they went everywhere. They did whatever they wanted to do. And then when Under the Bridge came out, they figured out, hey, if we want to make money, let's kind of stick in this thing. And look, credit to them. They're still around, but like my memories of discovering Red Hot Chili Peppers was Uplift Mofo Party Planet. That was their second album, and like that, it's nothing.
Well, I saw them at CenturyLink, I think.
All right.
I was telling my buddy, I was like, yeah, I saw these guys in an Italian restaurant in Morgantown where I grew up. Now, this was the thing about this place. It was also a wedding venue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they had like a riser stage for where you would stand, you know, where the minister would stand.
Yeah.
You know, where the best men and all those people would be up there. But they had like that lattice thing in the back.
Yeah.
The little thing that you walk under.
Yeah.
And fake plants, like big, like fake, like palm trees on the side. So that kind of had that. It was AstroTurf on the top.
And they played on that.
They played on that.
Yeah.
And just thinking about that back, because it looks like you're going to get married there.
Sure.
And it's like, it's a gaudy Italian restaurant with like columns and all this crap, you know?
Yeah.
What I mean? It's kind of like Vito's.
But you never predicted. The first time I saw them, they were supposed to play at a club in Baltimore. It was supposed to be their grand opening night. It did not pass fire code, so they moved the show like three blocks away, but the same general area. But I remember watching these guys. They're lugging their crap down the street. And you weren't like super excited. You're kind of like, oh man, there's the band. And again, this is Flea, this is Keith. All these guys are icons now, but you just saw them and they're dragging their crap down because they found out when we did that the show changed venues. Starts like 2 hours late. Little teeny tiny stage, you know. It was not as ugly as what you're describing, but it was small ass stage. They did their thing. I'm like, that was really cool. If you would ask me if they were going to be one of the biggest bands in the world, you know, 30 years on, I'd be like, no. People don't like this. I like this, but apparently what I like is weird. And guess what? They're huge.
It's also like, sometimes bands or singers or rappers just have a couple really big songs, and you think they're going places. Like I always talk about, right? With
Guns N' Roses.
What?
They could be around forever.
For me, it was Kanye, right? Like I saw him at a concert at the 930 Club in D.C. He was not even the headliner. But like when you saw him perform and he like was going through all the songs he had produced, you're like, oh, this guy might be something. Now, to this day, everybody knows Kanye West, obviously.
For various reasons.
Right. But his music, kind of those first three albums to me are great albums. They stand the test of time. And he became a massive artist.
I met Joe Camel in the parking lot of Madame and Mall.
That's right.
Oh, Jay-Z?
Yeah. Hard Knock Life, I think, was the album he came out.
Oh, what a terrible.
It is wild, man.
It's just,
And he invited you in.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. He's like, my buddy was with me. He's like, hey, man, are you guys here to see Jay-Z? My buddy's like, hey, Jay-Z here? He's here? Then he steps out of the limo. And he's like, wow. And he gets all excited.
You know who he was at the time?
Hell no. And he's like, oh, come on. I can do a record signing. It was at Records 2.
Record and Tape Traders?
No, Records 2. It was basically, it was a mixtape store.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In Madonna Mall. And there was a line. It was down the freaking, down the corridor of the mall. And we walked in. He's like, no, you guys come in with me. And so they raise up the metal grate thing, you know what I mean? And let us all in. And I hear one guy in line go, white dude, see that guy? He's the manager.
Yeah.
I'm just I turn around, I'm like, I'm not the manager.
Right.
I don't know who this man is. I don't know anybody here. just let my ass in. What makes you feel old and what can you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
Hey, look, let's be honest. Even given coming off our Christmas show, like when we first met Shinedown, you knew that he could sing.
Yeah, but you didn't know they'd
I didn't know they'd be that massive.
No, not at all, man. Look at him now.
Yeah.
Hello.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Jeremy, welcome to the men's room.
How are we doing, fellas?
Hola.
Doing great, man.
So recently, I had to vet new recruits into my a motorcycle association that I'm in. And part of it is asking, you know, certain questions and whatnot. And getting to their age, I vetted this kid who's 21 years old, and I wanted to cry.
Well, just based on his age?
Yeah. Because, I mean, my youngest kid is 23.
Oh, damn. So well, like, yeah, that'll do it.
I've gotten to that point where it's, like, gross.
Is that typical? I mean, what was a typical age for somebody to join?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the association or the club that they're joining. Okay. But my club is veterans and military.
Oh, wow.
So okay. Open to all ages. So, you know, a lot of these guys, some of these guys are active duty, and we have a lot of mostly veterans, but we got a bunch of active duty, and they're a bunch of young kids. And
how old were you when you joined?
It was a year ago.
Oh, so, just 1 year ago.
Okay. All right. Is there a motorcycle requirement, so to speak, as far as CCs, brand of bike? Is there
or like brand?
No, man. You can't get in here with that thing.
Yeah, we can. It's on our webpage.
What's that?
No. Miles is asking, like, do you guys have requirements? Like, it's got to be this kind of bike or so many CCs or...
You know, you can't be riding with us on your, like, my Zuma, my 125, you know, yeah. my Yamaha. You don't want me riding with you, right?
Not really, no. Sorry.
Is it embarrassing?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Would it take your, right, you guys, you're cruising down the street, you're looking cool, we're on the highway now, I got my family, I'm in a minivan, yeah. But you know my kids are in the back like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen, Dad, and you guys are roaring by it, and then there's Miles on his 125 CC. Does it just make the rest of you look
now,
bad?
What if I'm a black belt, you know what I mean? I was a Navy SEAL, but...
But
I got a Yamaha 125 Zoom. I'm a badass. I'm a killing machine. There's nobody who can take me out. But
now it's not about like the actual type of the brand. It's not Harley only or anything like that. We allow like metric bikes and whatever. We've got a guy with a Goldwing. We call him like the Tesla bike type of deal.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what do you ride?
But the CC requirement is 600 or more because we would like you guys to keep up.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. See, here's the other side of that, right? Because now you got Miles on his 125.
I'm just drafting behind
him. The best thing you've got is that you can leave his ass behind, see? You're not thinking this through. Like, you want to leave him behind at that point. Like, guys, all right, let's rev it
up. Yeah, but I'm wearing my jacket everywhere.
I mean, if he wants, he can join a scooter crew.
They're out there.
They are. Soldiers of Destiny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But, yeah.
All right. I just didn't know. You never know.
How far did the Soldiers of Destiny, did they go across the country? Is that what they did? It was a couple years ago.
So a few of them did it, right? That's what is that, like a cannonball run or whatever?
All right.
So they started in Jacksonville and rode their scooters. So you can't take highways.
Right.
So you basically just have to take back roads and stuff. And they went from Jacksonville all the way to Mukilteo.
Damn.
So was that similar to the actual, is that the cannonball?
For scooters.
It is.
For scooters,
correct.
Sure.
Because that movie came out when we were younger.
I'm telling you, as a brother, back roads don't appeal to me. I'm like, you want to stick to the highway, man, depending where you're at.
And how long did it take him?
I think it was 2 weeks.
That's not bad.
That's not terrible.
All things considered. I mean, like, there's stuff they had to do that I didn't even think about, right? Like, They had to wear, you know, like quarterbacks, you got to wear like that rib protector and stuff.
Yeah.
Just because they're on the on those things for so long. And it kind of rattles enough that it'll shake up your insides and everything.
No way, man. So you got to wear a flap jacket?
Yeah. Basically, yeah. And then that's what they were like, Georgia is the worst state ever.
Why? What was it? Why?
Well, because like most people think of, you think of Atlanta, but outside of Atlanta, Georgia is rural and hot. They just they started out, and after like days two and three, they were all completely sunburned. They were like, it was miserable.
Yeah, and they're coming from Jacksonville, right? So they're right at the border.
And to be honest with you, Mississippi and Alabama are almost just decoys of those. So if you were to come that way, I mean, they're just long.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
You're in the middle of nowhere. Our question, what makes you feel old, and what could you not do anymore that you used to? Half a century ago, couch potato was a brand new term. So these are words that you use all the time that just turned 50 years old.
So I wondered if couch potatoes, you think 50 years ago, all right, that's when television really, really got going.
Yeah.
Kind of as we know television to be now, as far as the networks go.
Right, so we're talking like, mid-70s?
Right, so it kind of makes sense that couch potato, because that's the first time, like people used to sit there and stare at the radio, but they would still get up and do other things because you're listening, right? You can do other things. And then TV came out, and the big controversy was, man, you're just going to have people just plant their ass in front of a television set and do nothing, which proved to be true, but I'm guessing that's why couch potato became the term then.
They say his mental flaws reports 1976 appears to have been a surprisingly fertile year for the English language.
Yes.
All right.
With terms emerging that now feel utterly ordinary. They round up 20 words and expressions that are turning 50 this year, with Reader's Digest and Slacker flagging some other now popular words as well. So here are 15 that stood out. The first one, 800-pound gorilla.
I hear it on occasion. I don't hear it much anymore.
Well, I don't either. And what was the – how would you use that?
You're in a situation you don't want to be in, but there's not much you can do about it. So the boss – we know the boss is going to be mad at us. We don't necessarily know what it's going to be about. The boss at that point is the 800-pound gorilla in the room, the idea being that an 800-pound gorilla can do whatever it wants.
And you might get the ramifications of that.
But you don't feel that it's going to be positive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correct. You know it's in there.
Yeah.
This is a word I don't use very often, athleisure.
I don't use it because it's a pretentious, stupid word, but I know what it is, and I would not think that it's 50 years old.
Either way, I didn't hear that word till, man, I want to say like 10 or 12 years ago.
Did sweatsuits start becoming big maybe in the...
Is that what that means? It's apparel?
It is apparel. Right. So, if you're wearing like a nice track suit.
So like this, what I wear?
Yeah.
Athleisure.
It could be casual. You can wear it at work. That would be athleisure.
Correct, especially nowadays, right? Because there's sweatpants that are tapered and everything. So I know
Lululemon considered athleisure?
That would be athleisure.
Okay,
like I know two girls that work for a brand for Nordstrom. That's all they make, and I
athleisure.
And I never heard that term until they explained it to me. I was like, yeah,
okay. Body piercing. How is that just 50 years old?
I guess.
Does that
maybe
mean no
that's
one else? No one got a like a I don't know a nose ring or a belly button.
I would think before that though was probably mostly
a piercing or something.
A piercing in body stuff was generally like certain areas.
Yeah.
Right? Like certain, I don't know.
It wasn't mainstream.
Thank you.
So somebody probably opened a tattoo studio, offered that service, and had to come up with the term to explain to people what else they do.
Other words, it just turned 50. Crunch time.
Okay.
That can be used in a lot of different ways. Work, sports.
You think it came from sports? I'm guessing it came from sports.
It definitely sounds like something that John Madden would say.
That's what I'm thinking. I just picture some broadcast.
Crunch time for the Broncos. Time. Digital camera. Something that everyone used to have, no one has anymore.
Did they come out 50 years ago?
Yes.
Jesus.
Well, just as far as like the little pocket ones. You know, the ones that you could just carry around that didn't require all the gear and the lenses and all those things.
But in 1976, I mean, I was alive. I don't... Everyone I knew still used film. I remember those, but I feel like that was years later. Maybe I'm wrong.
It took a little while to transfer from, you know, just original film, but... exit poll, another 50-year-old word.
Well, that makes sense. In 1976, you had a presidential election. Television covered it different.
French press.
Oh, for making your coffee?
Yeah, but how could does that mean that the actual French press is 50 years old?
Or maybe they just called it when people started buying them and using them over here.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
I think probably in France, they're like, yeah, we call it our coffee maker.
Words that just turned 50, idiot proof.
I really want to know the inspiration behind that. Well, that means I'm thinking someone's at work, right? And everyone has that one employee that you don't believe is competent to accomplish anything. Someone's trying to convince the rest of the coworkers, like, I'm telling you, man, Even Eddie could do it. Come on, boss. Eddie's a freaking, I'm telling you, this is idiot proof. Even, and I'm telling you, a name follow that. Even Eddie could do it.
That's another thing, is that the problem is that idiot proof wasn't exactly true either. No, I found a lot of the time if something was idiot proof, the idiots that just proved it.
They fought through.
Yeah. Yes.
They persevered.
With their idiocy. Meme, 50 years old.
What was a meme 50 years ago? That's really cool. I mean, I know what it is now, right? But it's all social content. It's digital.
I mean, would Uncle Sam Wants You, would that be a meme of some kind? Like, I guess it was,
maybe.
It's a recruitment thing, but...
It's like the crying Native American, you know, when somebody litters.
If you had a poster, though, because a meme is stationary, generally.
By the way, the guy was Italian.
I know. he was, seriously.
Skeevy. Oh. I haven't heard Skeevy in a while.
You're littering. It's making me a sad.
How? Skill set. Trail mix, wannabe, and wuss.
Wuss?
Wuss. Wuss is 50 years old.
Oh, that's wuss.
50-year-old wuss right there. Yeah.
The Italian guy.
Oh. What makes you feel old, and what could you not do anymore that you used to? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats, but also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.